Today I'm going to deal with a verse of Scripture that I have not dealt with thus far. I'll be reading from chapter 20 of the book of John. I will start at verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said to them, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive you the Holy Ghost. Whomsoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whomsoever sins you retain, they are retained. This 23rd verse in chapter 20 of John has been a verse of controversy all down through the ages. I may not know fully exactly what this scripture means. I may not be able to explain to you exactly what Jesus was trying to say, what he meant by saying this, but I do believe I can tell you what he was not doing. I don't believe he was giving the apostles the authority and power to forgive sins. I read a book not long ago by Fulton J. Sheen, one of the Roman Catholic's archbishop. Fulton J. Sheen was one of the most loved Catholics in America. He had radio and television programs all through the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. He said that Jesus was given the power to forgive sins. There were even to be distinctions between the sins that the apostles would forgive and the sins that they would not forgive. He said how they would distinguish between the two would evidently depend on hearing them. Well, I'm glad that Jesus didn't leave the forgiveness of my sins up to another person who would decide whether he would forgive them or not. We know how fickle men are. We know how people change their minds. We know how people act when they're having a bad day. So what would happen if I came to this man when he was having a bad day and wanted him to forgive my sins? Supposing I had threatened his family and he was angry with me, do you think I should leave my forgiveness up to him? Do you think he would be faithful to forgive me of all of my sins? I think not. My Bible tells me that if I have sin in my life, I can confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is faithful and just and will forgive me of all of my sins. 1 Timothy 2:5 tells me there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. I believe that. That's who I would go to. This writer, Fulton J. Sheen, said that as the Jewish priests announced who was clean and who was unclean among the lepers, so now Christ conferred the power of forgiving and withholding forgiveness on sinners. The Jewish priests did indeed declare those that were clean, but they did not clean the lepers. The Jewish priests only announced that they were clean after God had cleansed them of their leprosy. There was no cure for leprosy in those days, so the lepers were put into a colony to separate them from the rest of the congregation because leprosy appeared to be contagious. We know that sin is contagious, yet we have not been separated from the sinners. God keeps us through his blood. We are well preserved in Christ Jesus, not pickled, but preserved. If God would heal one of those lepers, the priest would come out and examine him, check him over, to make sure that he was indeed cleansed of the leper. Then if he was clean indeed, the priest instructed him to take a bath, bring a sacrifice, all of this to show to the people that he was indeed cured of his leprosy. But the priest never cleansed any lepers. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but I'm not finished on this verse of Scripture, John 20:23. Be sure to listen tomorrow. We love you. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.